Good morning and welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. I'm Terry Stacey. In studio with us this morning is Cindy Ochin, Adult Protective Services Deputy Prosecutor with the Marion County Prosecutor's Office, along with Ashley Woodcock. She's the Director of Marketing at Zionsville Meadows, an American Senior Communities property. How are you, ladies?
Good. How are you?
We're doing fine. We're glad to have you with us this morning. Ashley, we'll start with you. Tell me about Zionsville Meadows.
Zionsville Meadows is located on Ford Road in Zionsville, and we are full continuum of care. So we have independent living, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing services.
We're going to talk a little bit about fraud protection. And Cindy, this is where you come in to all of this. And tell me about your job, what you do, what is your role?
Well, one of my roles is to go out and talk to seniors and other people about fraud protection, protection from scams, identity theft, and charity giving and those sorts of things.
How common is fraud in this day and age and identity theft, especially when we talk about senior citizens?
Very common, particularly in among your senior community. They are taught to be trusting, and so they believe what they are told, and they're more likely to fall victim to these types of scams.
And so what can we do, I guess, to prevent that for our loved ones?
Sure. Well, we talked to the seniors about the scams that typically come out, and coming into the holidays, there are some that come out about things that are too good to be true, clicking on emails that are in links to emails that'll take you to sites that they can look for your identification and then take money from your credit cards and those sorts of things.
Also with us, as we mentioned, Ashley Woodcock, the Director of Marketing at Zionsville Meadows. What is your role as far as protecting the seniors that are in your community, Ashley?
Well, we just try to partner with different people that can help, who are experts on fraud prevention.
Is it common in a nursing or a retirement community or a nursing home?
I think that in a nursing home or any kind of, we are able to protect them better than if they're just out in the community.
Yeah. And so, Cindy, what are some common scams that are out right now around the holidays?
Well, a lot of times they have the sweepstakes scams are very common right now, when they're telling people that they have won sweepstakes and then they want the seniors to send them money to get the reward that they are supposed to have earned, and that money goes overseas. And of course, there is no reward. There is no prize. They haven't actually entered any sweepstakes. And so then the seniors or other people will send the money via check or some sort of prepaid credit card, and then they never receive the gift that they were supposed to receive. Mm-hmm. And then they continue to send money overseas. We get multiple reports of that.
I'm curious to know what happens to these guys. If you can you catch them, the guys that are doing the bad guys, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes we can. It's very difficult though when they are overseas, as you can imagine. We can't, the state of Indiana can't go to Jamaica or Nigeria to hunt down these people. So we tend to send this information to the Attorney General's office, and then I've also sent some things on to the FBI, and they try to work hard to catch those people, but our laws are different here than they are in those countries, so it's hard to catch them. The problem is, even if you catch them, the money is gone and the money will never come back. So the seniors are victimized by a loss of money. The person is terrible, but we don't get the money back is the biggest problem.
Yeah. What should people do if they think that they may have been a part of a scam?
Sure. The first thing they do, what we really try to educate, is also the children or the younger folks that are involved in the older person's life, to make sure that they're taking care, to check their grandparents or parents' finances, to make sure they're not sending money off to weird places. And then you need to report it to either us, the Attorney General's office, or to the FBI or Federal Trade Commission.
Ashley, as the Director of Marketing at Zionsville Meadows, what do you see in your community, or what can you do once, if it should happen, that one of your neighbors, one of those in the community, is a part of a scam? What can you do on your end?
Well, we would just handle it the same. We would want to get someone involved like Cindy, but we would also want to alert the authorities and protect our seniors from that happening again.
Okay. With us this morning, Cindy Ochin. She is Adult Protective Services Deputy Prosecutor, Marion County Prosecutor's Office, along with Ashley Woodcock, the Director of Marketing at Zionsville Meadows American Senior Communities. Educational opportunities for families and loved ones to learn more. Cindy, where could we go?
You can go to the Marion County Prosecutor's Office website, and we will give these presentations out to any organization. We do it for free, even during the day or in the evening. So we're welcome to do that anytime in any place.
Are there key words or anything that might alert us as adult children that something is going on with mom or dad? Are there key words, I would say, maybe in some of these scams that might make you like a red flag?
If they're asking a senior or asking anyone to send money to win their prize, then that is the key word that says you have not won a prize. You never have to send away money to win a prize in a sweepstakes.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Those are the great things to know. Okay. Anything else that you advise, Cindy?
Yeah, be careful with what you're doing with credit cards. Make sure that you're keeping your credit cards at a minimum that you're carrying around. We also, at the seminar, give information on how to put a security freeze on your line of credit so no one is able to open up lines of credit in your name.
Oh, a security freeze.
Right.
What is that?
So the state of Indiana offers this for free. You can contact the three credit reporting agencies and you put on what's called a security freeze. They give you a 10-digit PIN number and that locks down your account so that if someone were to go to, say, like Target and try to get a red card or try to get a credit card, they are unable to do that. And then if you would like to open your line of credit, you just call up the credit reporting agency and they open it for you so that you can have your credit checked.
Wow, that's awesome. Can you do that for a parent or a loved one?
You can. You can, for certainly, for sure. All you need to know is their social security number and you can do it either online or through the mail.
That's probably good for all of us to know right now during
Absolutely.
The holidays. I mean, every day it seems like we're opening up the paper and it says, you know, one of those big stores that we've all visited and there's been a security breach.
That's correct.
So this is probably good for all of us to know.
Exactly. And it's free, which is the best thing that can happen.
Okay. How'd you get involved in this work?
Well, I've been with the prosecutor's office for about 12 years, and I was doing sex crimes and child abuse cases, and this position came available as Adult Protective Services, and I thought it would be a great step, and I have enjoyed every bit of it.
I bet you have, working with some good people, I'm sure. How did they target the elderly? How does a scammer or somebody that wants to commit this fraud or that security breach, how do they find those senior citizens?
Well, there's a couple ways. One is by phone, because seniors are home usually more during the day and they're likely to answer their phone. So they answer the phone, the person will talk to them and say, hey, I've got this great thing for you, or hey, something's wrong with your bank account, or that sort of stuff. And so they're more readily available. Or by email, you know, the rest of us younger folks, sometimes we're a little more aware of things. And seniors, though, that takes them a little longer to think things through.
Yeah.
And so they get the hard sell or that kind of thing, and then they fall victim to it. And then once they're in it, they can't get out.
Okay. Before we let you go, again, things to look for right now, some of those scams that are going on right now, it includes sweepstakes. Anything else?
The ones with charity giving right now, coming into the holidays, people like to give. So you want to be careful about the charities that you're giving to. You want to make sure that the charity is the actual charity, not a fake charity. And then you want to make sure that you're not giving out too much information when they call you to ask you for money.
There are resources out there, aren't there, to know whether some of these companies are legit or not?
That is correct. You can go to charitynavigator.org, or if you're not too savvy with the internet, you can call the Better Business Bureau and they can let you know whether or not a charity is legitimate and how much money actually goes to the people that are to benefit from the charity as opposed to the overhead.
Okay. Ashley Woodcox, the Director of Marketing at Zionsville Meadows. How did you get involved there with the American Senior Communities, Ashley?
Well, I used to be a nurse's aide, so that's how I got into this field. And when I graduated college, it just seemed like a great fit.
Excellent. Have you learned a lot about yourself and dealing with the senior citizens?
Oh my gosh, of course. And I absolutely love it.
American Knees, do you have a website, Ashley?
Yes, we absolutely do. It is ASCSeniorCare.com.
ASCSeniorCare.com. All right, Cindy Ochin, Adult Protective Services Deputy Prosecutor at the Marion County Prosecutor's Office, and Ashley Woodcox, the Director of Marketing at Zionsville Meadows. Ladies, thank you so much this morning for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.